I don't know about Micah Parsons on a startup program.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good combination of him just, hey man, we're starting.
What, the Commanders?
We're just starting up. No, I mean, I'm just like a team like general, the Titans yeah. or a yeah. young team. Well, the Commanders.
The experienced 12-win-a-year yeah. team didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly don't know if the number one overall pick 3-4 team would work, but with no other veterans there to kind of rein him in. No, I don't know. So probably a contender, most definitely. Somebody who's close. I don't know what Buffalo has.
Detroit.
But Buffalo, Detroit, those are teams that mm-hmm. that seem like they're a couple of players away, maybe.
Yeah, okay, I could see that.
But he ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. Yeah. That was exactly where I was going to go. All of this is very fun to think about. I see you, Cam. If the Cowboys really want to be a-holes, they could tag him. That's exactly what will happen. What you mean? Like, that is, hey, you get out here and play. If we don't get a contract, don't worry. You'll be on a tag next year. Yeah. Don't even worry
Got
about
you,
that.
Big dog.
Yeah. Don't worry about
they
that.
They did it with their quarterback. They're damn sure not afraid to do it with an edge rusher yeah. or a hybrid, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He's an edge rusher. I don't actually think he can play off-ball linebacker anymore. He hasn't.
Well, I don't think he plays off-ball linebacker, but I also think he brings pressure from the interior just as much as he does from the outside.
Now, that is true.
So it's kind of, yeah, no, I don't think he's an off-ball guy. I think he can line up off-ball just to create chaos. Yeah.
That's 100% true, which I should have known. Who am I trying to come back at my guy with some football knowledge? What am I doing? I should have known better.
I was doing that more clarity for myself to make sure everybody out there knows I'm not trying to say this sucker's Ray Lewis. No, that's not the point. The point is his ass will line up anywhere and wreak havoc, no question.
Yeah. Nah, I'm just messing with you.
By the way, did we figure out Joanna's last name?
Marks.
Heartland.
Heartland? Oh.
Yeah,
well,
Heartland. Yeah,
I think you dropped that Marks, big dog.
Hey, he tried to save you twice, Reg, and you hit Marks again. The second time you played the interview, you came back. He tried to correct you in the interview, and you came back, and you that was blah, 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 and Joanna Marks. I said, what is she rolling with right now?
I'm all messed up,
big dog.
Hey,
I'm all messed
up. That was great. No, that was good. And tip the cap to Cal and Hannah, because, I mean, most owners aren't even going to play into that. I mean, they just –
A lot of planning went into it.
By the way, I mean, I hope the – what is this? Statute of limitations? Yeah. I hope that's up because I'm pretty sure taking a passport picture for somebody that ain't you, I'm pretty sure that's a federal offense.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can get charged for that.
I almost took that out the interview.
But they said it's a likeness. It is a likeness.
Yeah, I hear you.
I still almost took it out the interview.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I don't know if I'd have fessed up to that one. I hope the evidence has been burnt.
Shout out to them. I mean, I was talking to them 2 days before, and they were like all in. They coordinated their outfits and everything.
That's great. That's great.
I will respond. I will respond.
No, we're even.
Oh, they don't think it's going to die anytime soon either.
No, it shouldn't.
No, we're even.
It shouldn't.
I simply, Joanna bumped into me one time at the cook-off, the VIP area.
Yeah.
She bumped into me one time with a cowboy hat on, and I was just like, I said, oh, excuse me. And this is before I really had known her. I said, excuse me, that big hat. Oh, I got a big head? No, it's a cowboy hat. It was 2 months later, Hannah and her were giving it to me. We got big heads. Huh? If she got a big head, I got it. No, hell no, that wasn't what I said. But okay.
No, you're right. Hannah got a big head.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Is that how you differentiate between Hannah and Joanna?
I was referring to the hat.
That's how I know.
Oh, my
goodness. Hannah got a big head.
I like that you did that to try and save me, because I got two offenses on Joanna and Hannah right now. If I work a third,
I can handle it with Hannah. Hannah got the big head. and Cal got them big-ass fingers. I told Cal that. He got them big-ass fingers.
He does got some digits.
Got them Johnsonvilles coming out of his palms.
I didn't think that this was going to turn into a roast, so you know what? I'm going to go ahead slowly back
I
my
love
way.
You'll get
blamed for it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So I'm going to go
I got it.
Finish out the week. It's been a good one, and it only gets better as right now you're listening to KLT AM.
Damn.
KLT FM HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. You ain't going to get me like that.
I'm going to lock you up.
The drive is live.
It is. By the way, word on the street, Clint, that Nico Harrison is going to take over the negotiations for Micah Parsons.
Is he?
He's going to slide over.
I'll be damned.
He's going to slide over from the Mavericks and take over for the Cowboys, and he's going to hold that thing. And by the way, by the time that thing's over, they will have traded CeeDee Lamb. They will have traded Micah Parsons. And hell, maybe the, their first round guard they drafted from Alabama, they'll get rid of all three of them. Nico Harrison gets his hands on it. You got to be kidding me. In the same year, potentially, Luka Doncic and Micah Parsons out of Dallas in their primes. That is fantastic. That is just crazy. 4 years, baby. 4 years, three-time all first team, all NFL defense, first team, all pro, four Pro Bowls, defensive rookie of the year. We can't figure this out. You got to be kidding me.
Leave it up to Jerry, baby. Whatever, yeah, Jerry, whatever it costs me extra in this contract, I'll double it in TV coverage.
Yeah, Jerry and Steve, boy, they over here having a bomb, boy. Yeah, boy, that's
every TV station led with it this morning.
Oh man,
every single one of them. You know what that kind of coverage would have cost Jerry if he wanted to pay for it?
Anywhere
the star, the topic, the number one ace sports story in all in the country right now is that.
Yep.
You know what it'd have cost him if he had to pay for that right there?
Millions.
That's it, baby. Now. Is it more than what it's going to cost him in extra monies for Micah? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Micah's trying to push this thing. Yeah, this is going well past the CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott situation. But it's crazy. We'll give you the latest on that a little bit later on. The Drive is live, and we're going to have a good time today, as always, on a beautiful Friday, hanging out here on The Drive. And Clint, today's going to be the big day. I saw Brian McTaggart tweet out, Clint, that your boy has arrived in Boston. Carlos Correa, he's there.
Is Pena there yet?
We got Los. I ain't heard nothing about JP.
Where was Los coming from? Is he coming from Minnesota or were they out of town? Surely he went through and scooped up Daniela, didn't he?
yeah, he got Daniela. Shoot, she's down there with his parents. His parents still live here.
I bet she's on cloud. I didn't think about that. I bet Daniela's like, Menace, get me the hell out of Minnesota back to the H. Hell yeah. I bet you. Oh, man.
She may be a little pissed. This is the best time to be in Minnesota. Oh. Fucking they could have done this in the winter.
No, there ain't no part of Daniela that wants to be in Minnesota right now. Even if hubby was hitting 300 like he was last year. Back to H-Town? Come on, man. We didn't even talk about that yesterday, Tyler. We were so geeked about Los coming back. We didn't even think about his bride. Hell.
Baseball boner was distracting, man.
Usually that's followed up with something. Yeah. You dirtbag. Yeah,
no, I mean, not
great.
Like that.
This is great. This is great. Good
not
for
like
her,
that.
Man.
Not like that. Good for her. Yeah, she's back, baby. She might have been down at the Galleria before that thing got became final.
If you don't know the facts, then you gotta chill.
She might have been down there about at that Galleria going in there and knocking things out before he got there. By the way, I do want to shout out, and I know we'll get to training camp today as they got back on the field. I do want to shout out to Carlos Correa. We did talk about this a little bit yesterday, fellas, of just the intangibles he brings. Like, I don't think it is a small thing, Clint, that, and you brought it up yesterday, like that the Astros are not dealing at all with an Alex Bregman, Rafael Devers situation. I don't think it's a small thing that Carlos Correa, I mean, he ain't 37.
No.
He just turned 30. Like, that he's not walking in, Clint, and saying, and making a bigger thing about the position he plays.
No.
Like, he's coming in, Clint, and just, he made it easy for everybody. Hey, I'll play third, big dog. I got it. Time of my career. I'm doing it. Because, Clint, I think it's probably a fair assessment in his mind. He probably believes he's the best shortstop on this team. And I think there's really good reason for him to believe that. And he also is, you know, he is a legend here. Right, like he has enough cachet or pelts on the wall, as you would say, Clint, to walk in and say, "Hey, y'all, I'm a shortstop." Like I think he has all of the cachet to do that, but he is making life easier. And I think that's a part of the intangibles that a lot of people are talking about that he's going to bring that that's really not shown in his numbers.
Well, look, I agree with you. I mean, it's a big boy move by him because I agree with you. I would say he's probably the better shortstop right now. I mean, I love Jeremy Pena. I'm talking about defensively.
Yep.
And I hadn't watched a ton of Minnesota this year, but unless he has just fallen off of a cliff.
I
feel like Carlos Correa did things defensively that not many guys are doing. Now, Pena's great, but I think if we're splitting hairs here and if we're having to decide, I think Carlos is the better second baseman. I mean, better shortstop. Now, it's a big boy move by him to go to third. Here's the deal. I don't think he's an Astro unless he says, I'll play third base. I don't believe that Dana Brown, I don't believe that Jim Crane, I don't believe that Joe Espada, I don't believe any of those guys are bringing Carlos Correa in here without the confirmation from Carlos himself that this isn't going to be a problem. Because Pena is our shortstop. He is our leadoff hitter. He is not going anywhere. He's our future.
It would have been a non-starter.
Right. Oh, yeah. It would have been. It would have killed the deal. It would have killed the deal, I think. And so.
Well, he could have killed it then.
Yeah, I think. Well, he could have. Yeah, but I mean, I think it's here's the deal. You want to play third in Houston, or do you want to stay in Minnesota and let them find your replacement here over the next couple of years? And I think that he had a decision to make. And look, They're cutting money in Minnesota. That's they wanted to move him because of the money. And who wants to stick around and play knowing that that's the case year in, year out, that you're potentially the one that they're going to move when they decide to cut money. So, I think it was a big boy move by Los. I'm glad he made the decision because I don't believe he's here if he didn't make the decision. And as an Astros fan, I couldn't be. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'll be dead ass honest with you. Maybe we can have this conversation later on or whenever. I'd rather have Carlos Correa at third base and in that lineup than Bregman at third base and in the lineup.
Oh, my. Well, hold on now. That's one to sit down and
well, let it marinate for a minute and tell me how you feel about it. Now, unless he just goes in there and can't play third, which I think it's going to be, I think he's going to be a natural fit there
defense,
and it's going to be sexy
it's not
as
the
hell.
Defensive thing. Yeah, it's not the defensive part of it. I mean, did Bregman win a Gold Glove last year? I'm certain he did at third base.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, in the year before that, Urias won one.
Yeah, but I believe Los is going to be a great defender. It's just from an offensive standpoint, Bregman has been really really good, especially this year. And even if his slow starts at the end of it, it's still really good numbers. From a hitting perspective. I don't know about that, but, I mean, it's a conversation. It's damn sure a conversation. Before we get to training camp, real quick, where do you think Los is tonight? It looks like, I'm guessing, he's arrived in Fenway, and he is going to be in the lineup. I feel like he's going to be third.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, behind Pena, if he plays, Altuve, and then Correa seems like right now, I think normally I would put Yordan there, but right now I'd put Correa with the current guys they have healthy.
I agree, and I think you put. I mean, what we're gonna go Walker in the four hole.
Yeah,
we're back to leaning into Walker a little bit. I'm telling you, man, Diaz started to come around as well. So
and then Cam in the five spot behind him.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And you got to find somewhere to put your new lefty in the outfield to get that bat in the lineup. Is he in Boston? I'm gonna assume all these guys are right.
I mean, his ass better be in Boston. If Carlos has made it, your ass better be in there too.
Ain't none of these guys should be taking their time, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus, you don't get another day in Miami. Hell no.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I like Walker in that four hole, Diaz in that five hole, and then throw a dart at the rest of them, man. I like where it's at though. Coming around, baby.
Yeah, we'll get you any of that information once it comes. But it is training camp resumed. They were off yesterday. They're back at it today. And what seems like has been the way things have gone all week is the defense. Again, the defense seemed to be dominant again today, and the secondary in particular seemed to be dominant again today, along with the pass rush. And I think I want to start here, Clint, because I know you've watched damn near every one of their practices. From training camp to OTAs to mandatory minicamp. And I'm looking at this, and it's a It's bordering to domination almost on a daily basis by this defense, who we really had high hopes for. And I'm just, from your perspective of what you've watched, is it to you, and 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch can jump in on this, is it that this defense is just this good, or that they're taking advantage of a developing offense? Which one do you feel like this is more of? Do you think this defense would be doing this to most teams in training camp?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the defense. I think the defense is that good, Ron. I mean, because usually, you know, what you hope for when you're building a defense is you hope to put a pass rush up there that your secondary benefits from. Or you hope to roll out a secondary that your pass rush can benefit from. One or the other, right? One or the other is the strong point that everybody else kind of feeds off of. And I look at the Texans, and I think they can pick their poison. You know, you've got a pass rush that can exist on its own, and you've got a secondary that can play any coverage under the sun and be elite in that coverage. When you've got the two corners they've got, the two safeties they got, a nickel defender that they've got, the speed they have at the linebacker position. EJ Speed was rotating, and I know there's heavy rotation.
Wasn't he?
He was rotating with the threes at once a few days ago. So, and I'm not saying he's a third string back. I'm just saying that's kind of the numbers that they have there. And so, look, I think this is a rare occasion where you've got Danielle Hunter, one of the highest paid veteran edge rushers in the game. And you've got Derek Stingley Jr., the highest paid. Is he still the highest paid? One of the highest paid corners.
No, Sauce passed him up, but
that's
yeah.
That's right. One of the highest paid corners in the game, right? And then you also got their sidekick, if you will, and I'm only saying that because they're not making the money yet, and Will Anderson and Kamari Lassiter that aren't on the big contracts yet, that are still young players in this league, that are absolutely problems on both levels. Right, and so I think that combination of two great edge rushers, two good to great corner combo type players, that's a problem, man. That's a problem for anybody.
You're gonna get hard.
Yes, if you're not, something's wrong.
I already am.
This is one of those things where with this defense, like, and I'm not joking. I know people get mad when I say this. Like, D'Amico is going to have to manage these guys to allow that developing offense to develop and to install and to do those things. That is the biggest problem in training camp. How do you manage your offense getting that work they need, and also don't take that fire and that bite out of this nasty ass defense? I mean, the obvious answer is to play your twos and let those guys get run, and then it's a win-win for everybody involved. Problem is, you got to get them starters the reps they need.
Yeah, it's becoming a thing here as you're looking at this, and we can continue this on the other side. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this, and we'll give you a little bit more of what happened if you missed it. What happened defensively, because there were plays made all over the place, which has been kind of a calling card of camp on the defense. Which do you think it is? Do you think that this defense is just this damn good, or they are more taking advantage of a developing offense? We understand, as we've talked about, they are installing things. There are a lot of new pieces, new parts, and so that can be understood. Do you think they'd be doing this to the Rams if they were in camp? If they'd be doing this to the Ravens, they'd be doing this to the Bills, to the Chiefs. You think they'd be doing it to those teams? We'll discuss that, and Clint brought up something with that secondary and pass rush that we got to look at as well. We'll do that coming up next right here live on the drive.